It's randoms with dial buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's randoms with dial buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen. Welcome to the village. It is randoms with dial buttons, and I have great news for you. I have something that will touch your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And if you're a victim of this, well, I think it's about time you turned to listen. Yeah, not tune in. Just turn and listen. How are you doing, by the way? And I must say, it has been fun having to do this. I thought I was going to stop, but hey, this is me still talking. I've got someone in the house, and together we will be talking about this. So sit back, relax, and let's have some fun. Hey, it's randoms with a dial button. Okay, so oftentimes I ask myself these questions. Questions like, why am I slim? Why am I this thin? Like some people would say. Why do I look like a broom? Like a broomstick, like someone said. I remember when someone called me a particular kind of a name. And you know what got to me was the fact that this person is a known person and is a small person that I could have dealt with. But I just laughed about it. Today we're talking about body shaming. Yeah, I know it's quite unusual, but hey, it wouldn't be a bad idea to talk about it. Now, what's your safe zone? How insecure are you with your body? I feel like a lot of people are insecure when it comes to their body. One of the reasons why some people would rather soak themselves in the gym or, you know, just wear unnecessary makeup. Or just find something to just make them not feel embarrassed or insecure. Like, how do you feel when certain things are said about your body? I have with me one of my very, very good friends. And together we're talking about body shaming. Grace Omowai, a beautiful, beautiful young woman. She's beautiful in and out. I don't know if she's beautiful by the side. I don't know if she's beautiful on some other side, but she's way beautiful. Grace Omowai, how are you doing?
Hi, Daya. How are you?
I'm
one of those things just for me, yeah?
Yeah, well, everything for you. I try to make my people very, very good.
Yeah, you know, right? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, so first off, when people see you, what's the first reaction?
The first reaction, they actually notice my ass. And they're like, "What a big ass." And I'm like, "I know, right? Thank you." Both ladies and guys. So, and they notice my ass because I tend to wear big clothes that cover my stomach. So if I should wear clothes that are very tight, I'm sure they'll notice my stomach first. So that's another story. The stomach thing is a whole story on its own,
which we will get into for the next well, this podcast to take too much time, so we will try as much as possible to get into details of all these things. Now, when people look at your ass and they're like, wow, this girl is well endowed. Like, I'm so endowed. Like, this girl is endowed. What did you say?
I said, Mr. Money endowed.
And then they're like, ah, kilo de. But then they don't know that there are so many things, so many packed in this old body thing, you know? Have you ever felt, yeah, that's the word. Yeah, matabo. Have you ever felt embarrassed?
Oh, it's my body, yeah.
Yeah.
The part of my body that makes me feel most insecure is my stomach.
Why do...
I call it a GB tank.
For those who don't know what a GB tank is, a GB tank is...
More like, how do I explain this? A big drum that collects water. Yeah. A big drum that you can use to collect water for rainy days or save water
like
for...
a storage.
Yeah, more like a storage. That's what a GP tank is. And for someone comparing a stomach to a GP tank, I really don't understand why. So before we get into the GP tank situation, why do you think people feel insecure about their body?
The insecurity about people's body comes from other people's comments. You understand? I don't think if people should talk about these things as if they're bad, I don't think anybody will feel bad about it. Okay, I feel good about my ass because I get good compliment about my ass. If I should get good compliment about my stomach, I think I will flaunt it too. So these things are mostly affected by other people's opinion about your body.
And but why would you allow other people's opinion?
I'm actually representing 1,001 women that feel insecure about it. So talking somebody out of insecurity has to do with the person by themselves. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of years to, you know, get out of this insecurity. I joined the gym just because of my stomach at first, but after I started the gym, I noticed I should have been doing this for a very long time because I felt fit. I was not even bothered about my stomach. I felt very good. And I'm like, why did I not start this earlier? You understand? And then some people will see me like a month after and they would say things like, but you're going to the gym, why is your stomach still big? That's uncalled for. You're going to the gym, you don't look like you've lost weight. That's unnecessary.
Well, but that's how people would think. That's what people would... That's the first thing that will come to anybody's mind. You know...
Exactly, I know.
Imagine me telling you... Okay, yeah, imagine me telling you for the first time that I play football. And like, you want to break yourself? And I play one of the hardest... I play one of the hardest parts in football. And like, are you kidding me? Talk about call whoever I my jab on. That's the funny thing, but you can't go past me. Do you understand? People don't know that.
Because I do not know you in football. I'm very surprised.
You see what I'm saying? Now, people would see you and they're like, I'm my own law gym now. Kilo one gym no gym. Do you understand? So why would you allow I just feel like it's not necessary for you to allow people's opinion fall on you or dictate what happens.
I personally have graduated from allowing people influence how I feel, and wearing big clothes actually is for comfort. I cannot strain anything for anybody. It's for comfort and it's for... I don't do nude clothes. I don't expose myself personally. I don't judge people that expose themselves. They feel comfortable. But personally, I don't expose, and I wear big clothes for comfort. I think 3 days ago, a friend was ranting on WhatsApp because she posted a video of herself. She was driving, and someone said, "You're pregnant." Oh, she got pissed. She's like, "I think this should be a course in school. People should be sensitive. They should be sensitive enough to know what to say and what to comment. Because a lot is going on right now. People are trying to put everything together. And then you come up with some unsolicited comments and you just disturb somebody's daily life. You understand?" She's like, "I think sensitive talks should be handled in schools. It should be inculcated in the curriculums. That people should be sensitized about the need to give positive and enabling comments to people." I personally have graduated from, you know, taking what this one say, taking what that one say. I'll give it back to you, hot. If you say something, I will say something back to you and you don't like yourself. So people know me, they know better than to cross my line. You get, but It's out there. A lot of people do not feel very good about themselves. If I meet people like that, I try to encourage them. I give them positive things about themselves. I'm like, you're good. I like your body. It's soft. I like your this one. You're fine the way you are.
How would you say someone's body is soft?
Oh, I like... My sister has a soft body. And I will not stop telling her that I like your soft body.
Is your own body hard?
My body is hard, though. It's very, very strong.
Oh, get away.
Even though my ass is big, it's strong. Ass is soft.
Now, I'll tell you a story of something that happened to me. Two parts that caught a lot of attention for me. The first was my eyes. And the second was the fact that I'm slim. Now, it's call to attention. People see me and then the first thing they say is that boy that has a funny kind of eyes. Trust me, primary school, secondary school, it was tough. I had to go on glasses. Aside from the fact that I used glasses, I had to go on glasses again, especially during my senior secondary school years. And if they're not saying that, they would say that, oh, that, they wouldn't even use the word slim, that thin boy. I'm like, geez, man. I'm thin, yeah. Because some people believe that when you want to describe, I'm talking about description now. I had to use that story. Now, they say when you want to describe, it's better you use what people would remember. And I don't blame them for it. I don't blame them with, it is what I would do then, but now, I don't do it. Because I just feel everybody have certain level of tolerance. The kind of things I would take, it's not what you would take. You might just, you might hear it now, and then you're like, oh, okay, this guy, why would you say such a thing to me? There was a day I was talking to a friend, and then I said, how best can I describe this person? This person is fat. But I didn't use the word fat. So I had to use, okay, do you remember the big, busty lady? Apparently, a lot of fat people, apologize for those who will take offense with it, are quite busty. So I just said, do you remember the big, busty lady? And she was quick to remember that. If I had used the word fat, I'm certain if the person hears, she would feel offended.
Yeah. Like, busty, I know, right?
Why would you? No, not even being thirsty. It's just how some people are. You would just feel sort of offended. That
I was about to say something about the fat thing. I would start by educating you. It all still boils down to the education. Instead of using fat, you can switch it up with chubby. Instead of using thin, you can switch it up with slim.
The thing is, so a lot of people, how many people remember those words?
You understand? So these things are overlooked. People laugh when you say a fat girl. They're like, you should stop eating too. How will you tell somebody to stop eating? You should understand body metabolism. The way my body breaks down oil and fat is not the same way your body breaks down oil and fat. So people can eat from now till tomorrow, they will not get fat.
Oh, welcome to the club. People like me.
Yeah, you get. If I eat just one thing in the morning, I'll be bloated already. I'll look pregnant. So this issue of body shaming mostly happens to women. Women are battling a lot of health issues. Women are battling a lot of emotional imbalances, hormonal imbalances. So people should be careful how they approach people. They should not make silly jokes about people's appearances. Don't even say it out of, if you're curious, just ask them a direct question. Are you going through something? Are you fine? You don't just say, oh, you've lost weight, or oh, you've had a weight. No, this is a sensitive thing. Imagine somebody that has been a married woman that has been looking to get pregnant, and then you suddenly tell her she looks fat. Is she pregnant? she would definitely go home and cry. So people should try as much as possible to be a safe space for other people, not to hurt them with their words. That's very, very instinctive.
Safe space, you say. Now, you know, okay, let me just ask you this.
Okay.
I said we're going to get into the stomach thing. You think yours is hereditary, or it's just something you did over the course of time? You were just, like you said, people say that whenever you eat so much, you get fat. And trust me, I eat, well, not like I eat like a gluttony, but I'll be a glutton daddy. I shall know that I eat at every point. I'm always hungry, but I'm not fat. So it's yours. It's just some sort of, well, it's hereditary, or I just like food, or I like to play with food.
Okay, it's both. My mom's family, they are chubby. My mom is chubby as sisters. She has about, I think, 4 or 5 sisters. They are all chubby. My grandmother is chubby. My sister is chubby. My cousins are chubby.
Wow.
So, when I was younger, my sister was chubby and I liked her knee. Her knee was so beautiful. I said I wanted to be fat. I wanted to be chubby. Let me correct myself too. So, when I was younger, I was not this chubby. My dad would come back from work and flip my hand. And he's like, why are you not chubby like the others? You're too thin. Then I started eating everybody's leftover. I said I wanted to be chubby. So, the main thing, I told my sister recently that when I choose to be chubby, I should have watched out for my stomach.
But it would still go to your stomach. Everything still boils down to your stomach.
I know, right? But these days, I'm beginning to love it. It's beautiful. Do you know whenever I want to press my phone, I rest my hand on my stomach? But the stomach does a lot of stuff for me. I was jiggling my stomach in front of the mirror 2 days ago. And my sister was like, it's nice. Some men like it.
Well.
I'm like, I hope I meet that man that likes it.
What will happen if you don't meet the man that likes it? And you like the man?
Okay. If I like a man that does not like my stomach, I would make him like my stomach.
How would you make a man like your stomach?
I'll bring his head and rub it on my stomach and be like,
you would literally... You would literally force him to like what he doesn't like.
Of course, that's me playfully telling him, you can't do it without this. We are stuck like glue together forever.
But you know, some people would say that if she spends more time in the gym, it would go down. With a good gym instructor, the stomach would definitely break. Do you think it's
another
possible?
Stomach is it's not magic. It does not magically go down by just gym. You have to go to the gym, you have to change your diet.
And you're not ready to change diet.
that's not even the issue. When the hormonal imbalance kicks in, there is nothing no doctor can do for you. There's nothing no diet can do for you. So, and you know, we go through period and post period.
Yeah.
This whole thing happens in just 28 days. So when does the woman get to have a break? So we just have to be fine with ourselves first. And then people around us should accept us the way we are and encourage whatever decision we try to take for a healthier life.
Do you believe in liposuction?
I actually have my take on liposuction though.
Do you believe in it?
I've seen people go through the process and it's not so nice. It's very scary. But if it works for people, then fine. I have no problems with it. But I recommend that you should be sure you're done giving birth. At least have 2 or 3 kids on ground before you go for it. That's my recommendation. Yeah.
Okay. While we're trying to... While we're trying to wrap up, first off, how do you tell someone who is insecure about his or her body not to be insecure? What did you do? A personal experience or a personal example of what you did that just changed everything.
Well, this is the first time I'll be sharing this publicly.
Oh, nice. But we ring a bell to that. Back down.
No, I'm not. I do not mind if it's helping someone else. I actually shared it with one lady. She was not even as chubby as I am. She's, I think, your size.
And that's not chubby.
That's not chubby, you get. She was very insecure about herself. So I told her to take pictures in front of the mirror. You don't have to share it with no one. It's just for you to see yourself. I told her to take pictures of herself. And I think after a month, she loved herself. So one thing I would tell somebody that feels insecure about their body is to first love themselves. Find a way to be comfortable with yourself. Find clothes that are comfortable for you. Find people that support you first before you face the world. There is nothing wrong with your body. It is your body. And actually, there's nobody that has that exact body type as you. So own it. There is one of you in the world. And that's a privilege. So that's my flex. Mm-hmm. You understand? So nobody should make you feel less of yourself because they did not create you. Even the one that created you didn't feel less of yourself. So why should a fellow human being make you feel less of yourself? And if you have a partner that does not support your body type, probably you should recommend therapy for them. Yes, people should go to therapy if they find out that they are constantly having issues with other people's body. Do not be afraid to look anybody in the eyes and tell them to shove it down. Above all, love
you. You heard it from a beautiful lady. She likes to go by, most of the time, she's always sharing videos of BBB, big, bold, beautiful ladies or women. I'm like, you're not even up to these people's size. Why are you disturbing our timeline with all of this? But I could tell you that she is beautiful and she's owning the body. Forget the fact that she's saying that she's wearing big clothes. You should check out our page. And by the way, she's one of the best sellers, I could tell, of handmade footwears, slides, and the rest of that, which we will get to at the end of this in a couple of minutes. Wow, we've gone way 23 minutes. In a couple of minutes.
Wow.
So, I'll just let her decide whatever she wants to say, but before then, I want to tell you this: whatever size you have, whatever physique you have, just make sure you love it first. If you don't love your body, no human would ever love you for who you are. And those who body shame, shame on you. If you don't like Farabali. I'm still talking.
No, believe you. No, you know they always tell you when you're doing well.
Of course, I know I'm doing well. Now, if you don't like your body or you don't like someone's body, just move on. Keep quiet and move on. Because the moment you shame someone's body, there's 1,001 thing on your body that can be shamed to. But no one is looking at that because everybody's going through one thing or the other. So you just keep quiet, especially those with body shame. Keep quiet. You know, one of the things I wish I could do back then was to slap as many people as I could.
But you'd have gotten in trouble, trust me.
But I don't know how to fight. And I do not fight. So I just walk away. And, you know, it's just sad that a lot of us do these things. Up to your date, some people still look at me and like, boy, you're thin, no. But when I wear some clothes, they're like, wow, man, I'm a little single, oh, don't toy. I'm like, oh, this is the same guy who you say is thin, and now this is the same guy you're saying is tall, dark, and handsome. Pick a hustle, man. Which do you think I am? Do you understand? So, if you're a body shamer, shame on you and just work on yourself. All right, work on yourself. And if you're the one who's therapy, if therapy works for you, good. All good. If you're the one who was body shamed, before someone can tell you your food is bad, you would have tasted it to know it's bad. Okay, if that makes sense to you, I think you already know what I'm talking about. If it makes sense to you, just figure it out. Okay, so finally, I always like to ask my guests this. What's that random thought on your mind right now? Or before we get to that random thought, tell us more about, for those who don't know, her name is saved as Grace Ashake on my phone. Naturally, she wouldn't know this, but I'm telling her with some sort of icons that I will still delete much, much later.
Do you like to show yourself? So, if you know, I would call you.
So tell us, what do you do?
Okay, so I am Ashake of Authentic Ashake's House. I am the creative director. We make custom-made footwear for male and female, custom-made leather belts, leather wallets, everything leather works. And trust me, we make good stuff, quality stuff, with straight 5 years guarantee. So that's basically what we do. We deal with leather.
Where can they find you?
On Instagram at ashakes_AUS, on WhatsApp and on Twitter.
Alright, so you heard it first here, or you've heard it a million and one times. Trust me, wherever you are, even if you are in Papua Guinea, you are in Guyana, you are in China,
wherever you are,
it can be shipped. And the interesting part is, they don't even need to come over to take your measurement. Just tell them your size,
Is for big feet, for people that find it difficult to get their sizes in the market. We get to make custom footwear for them, whether it's slides or sandals or shoes. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp at 0814-648-3271.
Now you heard it. They don't body shame. They don't fit shame. Everything works fine. You know, you can get it.
We do not. I think we should change our motto to "We don't fit shame."
You can get it as beautiful as it comes. Trust me, you will like it. All right. So finally, what's that random thought on your mind right now? Right now.
It's very funny. Are you sure you want to hear it?
Well, it's not just me. It's a million and one people that are listening to this podcast right now want to hear that random thought.
The random thought I'm thinking right now is, should I take my phone number again?
If that's what you want to do.
I know, I told you, it's red.
Well, if that's what you want, if you want to call your number again, that's fine.
Okay, 0814-648-3271. 0814-648-3271. Thank you.
All right, for those outside the country, remember to add +234. We're still in Nigeria. The company is still in Nigeria, but it's moving beyond what you can imagine. Ashake, thank you so much. Grace Omowaye, that's her name.
You did not ask me one thing.
What thing again?
What's the random thought I have about you?
Well, I don't always ask people that, but hey, feel free to share it. So what's the random thoughts you have about me?
Okay, one thing I would want the world to know is that you are a very, very, if there's another word for a million varies, you're a very, very sweet person. I like the way you are with your friends. You are very good, trust me. And your messages come in at times that I needed them. Times that I've gone through so much for that day. And I'll just see something from you like, "Hope you're good. How was your day?" And I'm like, I might not reply immediately.
That's the thing. That's where the issue is.
When
you reply immediately. And I would have almost even forgotten that I sent a message.
I've had a long day and I'm tired. But they come in and they are reassuring. Like, I think I have a friend in this person.
Oh.
You understand? So I want the old world to know that Dayo is a good friend.
Hey, I'm just that weird. Thank you for having all of those thoughts. And now you've shared it. Now I know what you're thinking about me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
To everyone who also have some funny random thoughts, weird thoughts about me, well, thank you for having those thoughts. Trust me, it might not sound like I need them. It might be sounding like this guy is just a strong guy. I'm not strong, Bragbill. Forget all the voice or all the strong-headed. I'm not anything. I'm just hanging on God.
I thought you were indestructible.
Oh, hey. I just said the Lord is my shepherd. All right. Thank you so much, Grace, for coming on this and helping every other person who has been body shamed or who is going through that era of body shaming. We hope you find it. We hope you find this useful, and we also hope that this works for you pretty well. For those who are shaming, the shamers, we hope you seek therapy or you stop. And for those who have been shamed, we also hope you seek therapy or you find something that just makes you enjoy your physique, your body. I enjoy the fact that you're endowed and you're definitely a one in a million. Grace, once again, thank you so much. This is me saying thank you to everyone who has been a part of this. And this is me saying thank you so, so much. Remember to like, to share, and to comment. And remember to also get the engagement going on. All right, so till we meet again, same time, same station. Welcome to the village. Remember, it is Randoms with Dial Buttons.
I didn't know the same thing. It's random, everything and anything we talk. My heart's a stereo.